You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
A blinded veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
If you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you are in pain, need help with stress management, marriage, or family counseling, nutritional guidance, you prefer not to take prescribed medicines and are looking for an alternative method of healing. All of these services are available at Total Health Guidance, taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full service counseling center are just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind, body, spirit approach to your health, visit totalhealthguidance.com.
Mention that you heard this ad on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive a $25 gift card for any of the services.
Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNEDforall.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The second hour is here. That's right, is here.
First hour just flew by.
To my right, my co-host, who's in the background, Lynn Golder.
I'm not in the background, Michael. I'm in the foreground.
Uh-oh.
You're always putting me in the background, right?
Well,
Chris?
Right now you're in the background. And to my left,
Chris's face.
The foreground, the background.
The middle ground.
The middle ground.
The
what's
middle
your
ground,
name?
Yeah.
Jose, what's your name?
The
Jose Feliciano.
Gary Sinclair.
And behind the scene, behind the glass, we have Chris Shaw.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? I'm trying to get it right.
All right.
So, folks,
we're going to go to that.
Welcome back. And if you want to know what kind of show this is,
it's a funny show.
What can I tell you?
It's a lie.
By the way, our website, in case you want to miss anything, you miss a show, you want to know more, just go to our website, Blind, and don't forget the AND, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You want to write to us, it's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
And who do we cater this show to, Michael? The blind, the visually impaired, and the sighted.
We say we're the bridge.
We're the bridge.
Between the blind and the sighted.
Absolutely.
And listen, if you're sighted, you can call us anytime. You want to ask any questions. Maybe you're learning something about the blind community. Or if you want to call for trivia, you can do that too. If you hear a song that you know, you can call up too. Absolutely.
I'm thinking this is somewhat like a reality show.
I want to go right now to trivia.
Yeah, let's do that.
Right now, let's do trivia.
Before we go, I did have a young lady to call in. She didn't want to go on air.
No kidding.
But I did get her information, and she wants you to give her a call back. She was wondering what show did we have where we talked about dealing with life insurance or some type of insurance.
Oh, with Aflac?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember. I told him, ma'am.
No.
Choice Mutual.
That's what it was.
Yeah. I just took insurance with them.
I have insurance with them. Choice Mutual.
I left her number on here for you to call her back.
Oh, very nice.
Because I told her I wasn't sure. I did so many shows.
Yeah.
We talk about insurance and Plan B's and C's and D's.
Actually, it's still on our advertiser page.
And guess what? I just called him up because he was very reasonable.
His name is Anthony. Anthony Martin.
Compared him with all the other people, rates, and
he is a doll.
That not only was he nice and good.
He's a doll.
He's a doll. And I have to tell you something else, too. And this is important. And people don't care about this, but I do. I take a lot of medicines. And you need someone who you can trust. Because when you're going to say something, because I know not every insurance company might take me for life insurance. So I asked him. And we were talking QT. What should I say? What should I do? Because they might ask you some questions. So this guy is great.
Chris, do you know if she was sighted or visually impaired?
She's visually impaired.
I'm asking for a reason because that's one of his specialties. He works with visually impaired and blind people, and he uses electronic signatures.
Well, she called the right place, but we'd like to talk to this lady sometime.
Well, we'll call her when we get off the air.
Yeah. Yeah. So her name is Jackie. Miss Jackie, if you're listening, there you go. I told you I'd get to you.
Jackie.
There you go.
Well, we're glad you're listening.
Yep.
Maybe sometime you'll call in and talk to us.
Yeah, that's right.
407-894-1680.
No. Gary. Oh, wait. You don't know the trivia. Chris, so let's go
trivia
to the
time.
Second trivia.
Trivia time.
I picked this one.
Uh-oh. She picked it.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard.
The woman who's in the foreground.
Uh-oh.
It's a beautiful morning.
I know it, but I don't know who's doing it.
Right, I know. I forgot too.
I'm good at the melodies. I'm not good at names.
Me too. This was a big song.
I know Sheila knows it.
Sheila's dancing right now. Absolutely. I know it.
Yep.
She's listening and she's dancing.
Why? I'm listening to the song.
Yep. It's funny.
407-894-680. Let's see if we can find someone who call in outside of Florida.
Gary, you and I were juniors
see
in high school.
See if anybody calls in from outside of the state of Florida. That'd be nice.
That's funny, Michael.
407-894-1680.
They're playing music, and I'm just thinking, Michael, you just got done doing a music show.
Yeah.
Who's singing the song? Let's see. Anybody
but when I heard it the other day, I said to Michael, oh, I love that song, but I can't remember who sings it. So I looked it up, and there it was.
Okay.
And I said, oh, my gosh, how did I
know that? How about anybody from California call in?
We have somebody calling in, I think. Lynn said.
Yeah, he's on the phone. He's taking the
callers. Okay, so we do have a caller.
Yep. And just so you know, after the break, we have a guest caller. Doug Towne will be calling in to talk about disability relations and VOTEC and your right to vote. It's going to be very interesting. We want you to stay tuned. That will be after the break. Oh, Debbie from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Debbie.
Speaking of the west coast of Florida.
There you go, west coast.
All right, Debbie.
Hey, how y'all doing
tonight?
Hello,
Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Debbie from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Yep.
Yes. I think the answer to the trivia question is the song is It's a Beautiful Morning by the Rascals.
And I think you're right.
There you go.
Hey, 1967.
You little rascal, you.
And you just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, all right.
Have your ice cream from Baskin Robbins or Dunkin' Donuts.
You can always tell when the baby boomers call in.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling. Keep on listening. Keep on listening.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, Debbie. Thank you.
You know what kind
that's
of show
nice.
We have, Michael? We have a show that's fun, it's informative, and it's educational.
That's right.
So and nice we love to make it fun.
We do.
Chris.
I think he's taking her address.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
He's a busy man.
I got to ask him some question about South Side of Chicago.
Okay. Well, he has to take the address. Oh, don't let me forget. I have to talk about that blind idol contest that's coming.
You know,
up.
I got to also talk about something very important. Palera.
Yeah, I've got some things here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to talk about Palera. You know, Palera Navigator System. APS, you know, what's no joke is if you're visually impaired, blind, and you live in an area that doesn't have a crosswalk with the
audible signals.
Yeah, Palera Navigator APS, then you should get it because you shouldn't cross that street unless you have someone helping you as far as the navigator system. So you should really think about Palera Navigator APS because it's free. It's free to you. All you have to do is call Palera, or let's just say they would like Palera like to you to call them, and then they will.
They have
you,
to call the engineering department.
Right. Chris is going to tell us later about the instructions.
He'll fill it all in.
How to call them or email them.
But it's for your own safety. It's something that you really need to cross the street safely. At a busy intersection, that's where you need to put it.
You see, they're only going to put it in if you request it. If you don't request it, they're not doing it.
Right. No.
So
they don't know about it.
Just because you're blind and just because there's a street, one and one in that case is not two. The only way it's two is if you call up and request it, then it becomes one and one is two. If you request it. If you don't request it, they're not giving it to you.
Stand up for your right.
Chris, do you have time
to means
read?
You have to be aggressive.
Chris
back
is going
to, the famous
to read
word.
Us something about Palera.
Okay,
all
read
right,
it.
Here we go.
All right, here we go. The makers of Palera APS Navigator have your utmost safety in mind. When you approach a busy intersection, the Palera accessible pedestrian signal with Bluetooth technology will help protect you from danger as you cross the street. This equipment can be requested by contacting your local traffic engineering department. Under ADA and legal precedents, you should be provided with this equipment. It is within your rights to request that the Palera APS Navigator where needed. Go to Palera.com. That's Palera, Palara.com. Click on What is an APS? Then click on how to request an APS. You can print the instructions and sample letter. You can also call Palera at 903-366-0300. That's 903-366-0300 to request this form and letters be mailed to you. Palera is here for you. No need to think twice. For your safety, call them now, 903-366-0300. 0300 or go to www.palera.com.
All right. Thank you.
And you said
we're going to break now, right? Yeah. Okay.
And you
said break? I got a trivia. We come back.
No, when we come back, Doug is waiting to go.
Oh, okay.
You said two important things in there. It's ADA, America's Disability Act.
We're going to break. See you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
That's right.
Yeah.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. Yes, we are. This is your host, Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We are live in Orlando, Florida. We are definitely live. And I believe we have a guest.
We do.
Caller on the line.
We do. We have Doug.
Doug Town.
That's right. Doug Town, who is the founder of drglobal.com, the disability relations group. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Hello. How are you guys this evening?
Hey, Doug.
Good to
hear
you.
How you doing, Doug?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good.
We're
good.
Fine.
Good.
What you're doing right now is very important.
That's right.
Now,
we
very
might have
important
to get a little political tonight.
Yeah,
we can't
because
help it.
We started talking about it a few shows ago after the horrible what happened in South Florida, and I think now the blind community has to realize that they have to vote.
Right.
They have to vote. It's very important. They have to take somewhere along. Somewhere along the line, we can't just sit there and take it anymore. We have to vote. And that's the only way we're going to change things in this country. Is that
right,
Doug?
Well, I agree with you. I this week, actually, in my blog and on my Facebook page, I wrote about guns and disability. And so you might want to take a look at that. But I think, though, we need to face some facts about the elections. Accessible elections haven't really helped very much, have they? I mean, a lot of people have spent a lot of time, put a lot of effort into making polling places and voting machines and check-in systems accessible, but a lot of people really haven't participated very much. You know, the turnout at the polling place by the disability community has been less than exciting, let's put it that way. If we were the huge voting block that we could be, then H.R. 620 never would have passed the House last week. And we wouldn't be looking at the possibility of the ADA becoming weaker and virtually inenforceable. So we need to look hard at how we in the disability community are using our constitutional right to vote, because I don't think we're doing a very good job.
Well, what can we do, Doug, to get people to vote? I mean, what is your suggestion?
Is it the Florida area that's weak, or just all around the country?
All over the country.
I mean, well, maybe Florida's weaker. What is it, Doug?
There are, I don't think it's Florida. I think it's a national issue. I don't think it's just the disability community either. There are a lot of people who are apathetic. And so what happens is those who are motivated go out and vote. People that are apathetic stay home. They're too busy or whatever the reasons are. And in this country, you have the right not to vote, just like you have the right to vote. But then when things go horribly wrong because the wrong policy got into vogue or the wrong person got into office, you know, we have nobody to blame but ourselves. I mean, it's a simple thing to organize and get people to the polls or help people figure out how they're going to vote, whether it's absentee or at the polls or whatever it is. I mean, that's the simple part. But taking responsibility for our own actions is the real issue.
Well, the blind people in Florida, there's so many of us, the blind people... I'm saying right now,
it could really change.
It could have changed
if they would get together.
Would it change the election? The last election, if the blind people in the state of Florida would have voted as a block, guess what?
There are 62 million Americans with disabilities.
It's not just for blind. Doug works with people of all disabilities.
You know, it's we could be the biggest voting block.
Right.
We could choose presidents and senators, and it doesn't take all 62 million of us, but acting as a voting block, and I'm not saying we all agree on every issue, and I don't really care who people vote for, and I don't really care how they vote, what their party is, all that, it doesn't matter. Go vote. And let democracy win. That's really the issue. I mean, this bill that just passed the House, hopefully it won't come up in the Senate, is essentially rolling back the Americans with Disabilities Act. And it's putting in place rules that will make it very hard for the average citizen to bring an ADA enforcement action.
You're talking about H.R. 620 now?
Yes.
You're right.
Yes. I mean, I would urge anybody listening to pick up the phone and call your senator, your U.S. senator's offices, and make it clear to them that this bill needs to be defeated and actually should never be taken up by the Senate. It's unfortunate. It really is.
So what have you been doing lately to generate more interest?
Well, you know, this week I'm actually on my way to California for the California, the Future of California Elections Conference, which is in L.A. the 8th. That should be very, very interesting. I will also be meeting with some leadership from the blind community, the California Council of the Blind and the California NFB and some others, and talking to some Center for Independent Living advocates as well about a lot of issues. So it's going to be a good trip. And although I looked at the temperature. It was 33 degrees this morning or something in Sacramento, oh, so wow. I'm not sure what's up with that. But
33 degrees in California?
Yeah, it's had something to do with a jet stream or something. I don't know.
We were in the 40s last night here.
Yeah, it was 51 when I got up this morning here. So, and that's we're all in Florida, folks. So right. You know it's cold everywhere, I guess. Yeah.
So you're going from state to state, or you get invited, or how does?
Well, I'm going out there to meet with some folks that we work with on accessible check-in and so on, and then the conference is kind of an interesting one. It's put on by government, and it's basically an educational program. I'm just attending to see what they're talking about when they talk about the future of elections. I'm, of course, interested to make sure that those elections are accessible.
If you have any questions to ask Doug, please call in 407-894-1680. Doug is the expert. On voting.
Oh, wait a minute.
You're not the expert?
Well, I'm 30 miles from home. My mother told me that you don't be an expert, you have to be 30 miles from home. So I'm just an advocate, like everybody else that you have on this program, for the most part, I would think.
Gary, do you vote?
Yes.
So do you I know you vote, but do you have difficulty when you go to the polls?
No, because... for our voting machines, you can go in and ask to learn how to use it. I mean, it's not very difficult, and so we're trained, and you go in and it's all your private vote, and the machine talks to you, and you can't go wrong.
Gary, I was glad to hear that you have access like that.
Not everybody
the recent
does.
GAO report. Government Accountability Office report on the 2016 election was that approximately 20% of polling places in the United States are accessible.
Yep.
Wow, that's amazing. Gary had it. Michael, you didn't have that.
No.
Because we're not in Orlando. We're an hour north of Orlando.
Lake County.
Yeah, we don't have that.
But right here in Orlando.
You don't have...
No, I had to help him.
They said if I would have asked, but I didn't. They said, "Don't you see the sign?" I said, "No, I'm blind. I couldn't see the sign." You have to ask. They will not. If you,
they
will not say to me, "You need help." They won't say that. They're not allowed. They said they're not allowed to ask me if I need help.
Michael, they didn't have anything audible there. I had to fill it in for you.
They said they have something for me.
They didn't show us. They didn't show us.
The federal law is that they have to have an accessible machine in every polling place. And the machine is supposed to be set up and turned on. And the poll workers are supposed to know, how to use the machine and how to help you use the machine. So if they're not doing that, then my suggestion would be that somebody who lives in Lake County should probably pick up the phone and
ask for
a meeting with the supervisor of elections up there.
And Lake County is a big county. It goes all the way over to Claremont, and, it's big. It should have it.
Gary, where do you vote? What county?
Orange County.
Orange County.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Can't remember what machine they use, but...
I don't know the name of it, but I know it's easy to use. It's And we do... all you got to do is ask, and they'll work with you at it. Sometimes before big elections, they ask us to come on down and work with it.
Doug,
so you're familiar with it.
Doug, tell us a little bit. Tell the listeners a little bit about drgglobal.com.
Well, Disability Relations Group is a public policy consulting firm, which means we work primarily on disability-related policy. We also do some work with nonprofits who are looking to start social enterprises to create jobs, generate income, and we do a little bit of public relations and that kind of consulting, again, around disability. Mm-hmm. We've been around since the summer of 2001, so it's we're coming up on our 18th year or something like that.
Before 9/11.
I just got word in. Hey, Doug, I'm sorry. Chris Shaw here. How you doing?
Chris, good.
Word just came in from me off the phone line that here in Orange County, the voting system is called ESS.
Yeah,
ESS. ESS.
Thank you, Chris.
They're probably using, unless they've changed systems, they may be using the express vote. And the interesting thing about the express vote machine is that all of the machines are accessible. All they have to do is turn it on, and it's a simple thing. So all the machines are accessible if they're the express vote. If not, they may be using the AutoMark, which is a machine that I did some work on that allows you to put a paper ballot in, just like the express vote does. So that's good. That's good.
And would you tell people about VOTEC, please? Because you wanted them to go to the website.
Well, VOTEC, as we've been talking about for the last, I guess this is the sixth month we've been with you guys.
Yes.
It is a voting equipment company that is involved in developing accessible check-in systems. So when you go to the polling place, mm-hmm. you won't have to depend on the poll worker anymore. You'll be able to look at your own record or listen to your own record and confirm yourself. You know, we see this as a voter transparency issue. The more the voter is involved in the election process, the safer the election process is. So that's what the accessible check-in is, and that's what electronic check-in is for every voter, because you'll be able to see your own record, confirm your own record. You know, previously, the check-in system was big, huge binders of paper that they had to thumb through and find the page with your name on it and information on it, and that's how that worked, which wasn't, of course, accessible to a blind person. So I had to, or Michael would have a poll worker read them their information to confirm that it was correct. So the new systems are accessible, not just to the blind. We've also been making some strides towards access for the deaf and providing some much-needed assistance for the deaf in polling places like communications. And we've been working recently on systems that will help people with dexterity issues, hand movement issues, those kinds of things, which is a big problem, especially in the veteran community, in the disabled veterans community. So that's the kind of things we're working on. That's one of the reasons I'm going to California to have some conversations about these accessible check-in systems.
Do you know Bill Cowles?
I do.
He's our Orange County.
Yes, he is.
And he is so good. He comes actually to the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind here at GOCB in Orlando before elections. He comes in and talks to us. He's one sets it up and invites us to come on down and learn. He's very, very much with the blind community.
Bill was an early adopter of accessible voting in 2001 when I started working on accessible voting. He was one of those folks that kind of stood up and paid attention and said, yeah, we ought to do something. And, you know, that was a huge step for a lot of supervisors of elections to recognize that there was a big part of the population who really weren't sharing in the entire franchise of voting.
He was telling us so much about what is involved in his job as supervisor of elections.
Oh, yeah.
And there ain't many to want to run against him because he does so good at what he does.
What county is that?
You know, the election system itself, it's a complex, very complex project.
Right.
Every election is.
I got to say something. You remember the elections when we had the what did you call that?
The Chads.
The Chad.
Oh, my gosh.
Bill Cowles was there. He's the one that was put on the line in front of the whole United States for his whatever happened here in Orange County.
But you know something? This is something that I don't know that people have really paid attention to this. It was a terrible thing, and it was very confusing for about 5 weeks.
Yep.
But there was a silver lining to that cloud.
Yes.
And that silver lining was accessible voting.
Yep.
You know, there's a whole story to be told someday about how that led to accessible voting systems, the fight we had here in Florida, which is kind of where it started, actually, with myself and a guy named Rich LaBelle and somebody named Julie Shaw, a great lady, and a lot of other people who got together and started talking with then Secretary of State Catherine Harris about accessible voting and with others.
We'd like to hear that story, Doug, the next time you call in. Michael, I'm surprised you didn't jump in and say, we still don't know who we voted.
How was going to say that?
Yeah.
I was cited back
we
then.
Were both, yeah,
and
Michael
we
was cited.
Lynn and I still
we
know
walked
who
out
we
of
voted
the school.
For.
We didn't know who we voted
yeah.
for.
Yeah, we still
it
don't know.
It was so embarrassing. We well, still to this
and
day.
And I was cited back then.
Everybody
and it was funny,
fun
as I was at the CNI school at the time, and everybody up north was saying, us Southerners, we didn't know how to count.
Yeah,
it was a complex time.
It was. So Bill handled it though. He was at a hot spot.
So Doug, why don't you tell everybody how they can find out more information, and then the next time you come back, I want to hear that story about the Chads leading to the. That is really going to be interesting.
I'll be happy to share that with you. I should probably write a blog about that.
Good.
Someday.
Absolutely. So tell everybody about the website and.
Well,
and
go to you can go to. To votechdesignforall.com and take a look at our survey, take a look at some of the articles that are on there, and then, of course, take the survey. You can also sign up for our newsletter if you're interested. I tweet every day as well. I'm one of those annoying people that tweets every day. And then we post a full article on Fridays on our Facebook page, too. So that's something new that we started. I will tell you that we started that in a way because of Blind and Beyond Radio.
Wow.
People are listening, and it's an interesting conversation when you get into social media. It's a new experiment for us, so we'll see.
And today we're talking about Plan B and reinventing ourselves, and my message here is do something. Go to Doug's website and fill out the survey and make a difference and vote.
There you go.
That's
absolutely.
I mean, it's so important. And in light of what happened 2 weeks ago in Parkland, I mean, now is the time, really, to get involved.
My article from last week, which is called Clear and Present Danger.
I have to read it.
Is about guns and disability. And I guess I'll just say that I didn't pull any punches in this article.
It's not time for
punches. I see the National Rifle Association as a clear and present danger to the safety and security of the United States. And I'll just kind of close by saying, never have so few endangered so many for so long for such a bad reason.
100%
Amen.
Right. Amen.
So,
well, we look forward to
and now I'm going
to,
I'm probably going to get hate mail.
Well, you know what? Let's save some lives. Well,
Doug,
you have
you
a safe Doug, trip to California, Doug, really.
Doug, you say you tweet every day?
I do.
I can't even quack every day.
At DRG Global. That's right. The Twitter handle.
Well,
at DRG Global.
Thanks
thank
for calling
so
in, Doug.
Much.
Thank you.
And you have a safe trip. We'll talk to you.
Yep.
All right, Doug. Take care.
That's
bye
Doug
bye.
Town.
All right, we're going to break.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Uncle Wayne.
Yeah. This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends. And look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Quack, quack. I'm the Aflac duck. I help others be financially protected. With Aflac, after an injury, big or small, or an illness such as a cold to a major cancer diagnostic, real cash, real fast can be provided. So if covered, after a slip or fall, you can make a quack, quack call to my peeps, Juan and Genevieve, at 407-476-7282. They will be there to help you. Or visit their website at theonewhocares.com.
Quack, quack.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. Yes, we are. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and it's time for trivia. Trivia time. Trivia time.
Chris, can you fix the monitor for me? I can't see if anybody...
407-894-1680. I want to know right now, who's singing this song? Come on now. Who's singing this song? Come on now, baby. Who's singing the song?
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way. A girl that holds in my arms and know the magic of her charms. Cause I want a girl to call.
Who is singing that song? Big hit, top 10 record. Who's singing the song?
Speaking of singing, while we're waiting for callers, I have an announcement. Are you legally blind? Do you have a great voice? Then you should consider entering the 2018 Blind Idol competition.
Ooh.
Blind Idol is a national singing competition that celebrates the musical talents of Americans who are legally blind.
Ooh.
So here's a quick summary of how it works. You record an audio clip of yourself singing and you submit it between, well, February 12th is gone, but up until March 30th you can do it. The Blind Idol team will then select 20 semifinalists to compete live in two regional semifinal auditions. Four finalists will go on to compete in a live finale. The winner receives a prize package that includes $2,000 cash, recording studio time, and headshots with a total value of $4,000. If you'd like more information and the full, you know, the complete list of rules, visit blindidol.com. That's BLINDIDOL.com. If you would like to talk to somebody about it, call Anastasia Powell, and she is at IFB Solutions, and her phone number is 336-245-5698. That's 336-245-5698. That's for the Blind Idol singing competition.
Can I say something?
All right, wait. I want to know who's singing that song.
Well, we have callers.
We have callers. I want to make sure that
busy on
maybe
the phone.
Outside of Florida. I'd like to hear that.
Okay. I just want to say, Sheila, if you're listening,
you want her to join the contest?
No, Craig Marquez, which is with the GOCB, he sings like a canary. That's Maddie's boyfriend.
Maybe he should do a clip.
Sheila can help us. We'll see if we can get him a clip. He's a good contestant.
Let's see if somebody's going to call in from outside of the state of Florida.
No, it's in Florida. Nope.
Who we got?
Yeah.
407-894-1680.
We have Dave Hillebrandt.
Oh, Dave.
Dave knows it.
Dave knows it.
What's up, kid?
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
You know, I was gonna give it a while and give other people a chance to call in, but
you know what? Wait, broke the wagon. So just come on.
I believe I know the answer, and I know you're running out of time. So
no, we're not running out of time.
No.
We're okay.
So who do you think is singing the song?
Well, you want me to give other people a chance then? If you still got time, I'll let other people go.
It's your choice.
Anybody else on the line right now calling in? No.
Nope,
that's it.
That's
your call, Bob.
You're the winner.
Be generous. Yeah.
I think that is Bobby, the world famous Bobby Darin.
Bobby Darin is right.
What's he get? What's
Bobby
he get
Darin.
The prize?
He gets a gift card to, of course,
Metro
Diner.
Oh,
right.
Lucky Metro Diner.
Wow, and I've never been there, man.
You got to go there. Enjoy that
You're
food.
You're going to love it.
Food is great.
This is my golden opportunity.
It's absolutely an Altamont
Metro
Springs.
Diner.
Well, actually, they're all over Florida and now
Metro
Georgia.
Diner, great food. Altamont Springs.
This is the Altamont Springs.
Wow. Michael says you can't eat it all. Whatever you order.
Great food.
We can have a meal for tomorrow. Then.
There you go.
The club sandwich, you won't eat it one time.
They donated a bunch of club sandwiches yesterday for the walk, and I tell you, they were big and filling.
Nice.
But they've got great food.
You're getting hungry
already. Yeah. They've got chicken.
I'm waiting for a pizza as we speak.
Yeah, well, they got chicken and waffles.
Shrimp and grits.
That's
what I had. Chicken pot pie.
I love
burgers,
their salads. They got It's a great place to eat.
Yeah, I bet you Brenda would go for the shrimp and grits. She loves that.
Yeah, it's really good.
All their entrees, all their food is big. They don't know from little sandwiches.
Fresh.
They don't know from little portions. Everything is big there.
Chicken pot pie, but that'll be the first thing I'll try.
Oh, good. That was my first, and I usually get it every time I go there.
They have two sizes, right, Lynn?
I get the large.
Lynn gets the large.
Big and bigger.
Yeah, Lynn gets the large.
The large.
She takes it home. A lot of it.
All right.
Thanks
for
calling in.
That's a good problem to have,
though, you know. Okay.
We'll see you in a couple weeks, Dave.
See you, Dave.
All right, thanks for calling in. Take care, you guys.
Okay, buddy.
Bye-bye.
He's from Castleberry. That's Dave from Castleberry.
Actually, it's Fern Park.
Fern Park.
Same thing. Fern Park.
Yeah.
Be down by Castleberry.
So David is our other co-host.
Bobby Darin. That's right. Dream Lover. He had a lot of hits, boy.
Bobby
he had
Darin.
Queen of the Hop. He had Beyond the Sea. He had, of course, his big song is Mack the Knife. Splish Splash.
Oh, taking a bath.
He had a lot of hits. Some great top 10 records. He was married. Who was he married to, you know? Sandra D.
Queen Latifah? Oh, Sandra D.
Sandra D.
I thought I would have had it right at least one time.
So what? Oh.
Uh-oh, we're
going
to
break.
Okay.
Right. Going to break. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Bump, 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 do whatever they want.
If you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you are in pain, need help with stress management, marriage, or family counseling, nutritional guidance, you prefer not to take prescribed medicines and are looking for an alternative method of healing. All of these services are available at Total Health Guidance, taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full-service counseling center are just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind-body-spirit approach to your health, visit TotalHealthGuidance.com.
Mention that you heard this ad on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive a $25 gift card for any of the services.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
Lynx is Central Florida's largest public transportation provider and is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Lynx provides more than 85,000 passenger trips each weekday with Wi-Fi on all buses. The new mobility management model now provides travel options and customer service for the Access Lynx program. To better serve you, Lynx just might pick you up in a taxi or a private vehicle. And now, with the Lynx bus tracker, you will know just where your bus is en route. Pay your bus fare from your phone with the new Lynx PaulPass mobility payment app. Public transportation is at its best just for you. Check out golynx.com for the latest news and updates from Lynx. That's golynx.com.
We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. Now I want to talk to you a little seriousness right now. I talked to you a lot today about Plan B. Matter of fact, Chris Shaw mentioned even Plan C. Well, everybody should have, as far as I'm concerned, an alternative. The alternative, whatever. It's easier to say I can't and just sit there, I can't, I can't, I can't. And it's harder to say I can, because then there's a lot of work involved. And a lot of you may not be aggressive, and I understand that. And I understand if sometimes it's easier just to say I can't. But guess what? You only have one life. Enjoy it. Because the more you get around with doing things, you'll have a lot more to enjoy with your life. And if you're visually impaired and blind, you want to get out and do something. Have fun. Enjoy your life. There's more to do than just sit there. And don't say you can't because you're blind. That's a cop-out.
You know, Michael, just to even get them started, join an organization, a group.
Right.
GOCB, NFB, I don't care.
Well,
get with other people.
We're talking now around the country, not just around.
Exactly.
No, wherever you are.
Wherever you are, join an organization.
Wherever you are.
Get with other people. And other people will keep you busy.
And you know, something else very important too. Some people say, I can't do it. I want to get a job. Well, guess what? There's all different kinds of jobs. There's all kinds of things you can do. You know, just remember one thing. I keep on saying it. I say it. You have to learn how to focus. Focus on what you can do the best. Forget your eyes. Maybe you can bake a cake. Maybe you can do something. Because if you can bake a cake, I know a woman who had a big business out of her home selling cakes. And she was selling cakes to different organizations, restaurants. That's what she was doing in her, out of her home. So the point is, whether it's baking a cake, whether it's doing anything, the point is, if you want to, there's the big word, if you want to, try to do something with yourself. And if you have any questions, feel free to write me at michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and I'll try to help you. We can talk. Remember one thing. You write to me, I will call you back. You leave your phone number, I'll call you back, and we'll talk.
And that's a guarantee.
Gary, yep. Do you have a final piece of advice?
Because I'd love to help you. If you can't think of yourself, we can discuss what you can do. Because you can always do something. You may not be thinking about it, but you can always do something. I can't believe that you're just sitting there and you can't do a damn thing. I don't believe that, because everybody can do something. Even me. And I can't use a computer. So I learned one thing. Thank God I have one thing going for me, is my mouth. And I learn about being aggressive, being persistent, being positive. That's all with using your mouth.
And me, I cook. I love to cook.
You're a good cook.
Yeah, that's something I like to do. You can learn how to cook. You can go to school. You can learn. You know, there's schools out there like Valencia College. You can go out there and they have little courses that you can take.
What about volunteering, Gary, just to start? Oh,
volunteering, yes. That's an excellent idea, Lynn. Get out to a hospital, you can volunteer, and you might be visually impaired, you might be totally blind, but you can learn your way around, and they're not going to be pushing you. You just get out there and be with people. That's the main thing. Be with people.
Right. Get your spirits up.
Because once your spirit goes down, then you're lost.
Right.
And
let's go back to being aggressive.
Right. Be aggressive.
Being positive.
Yep.
And thinking to yourself one thing, don't want to spend my rest of my life absolutely doing nothing. And I don't believe that, because I know people. We can all name people that we all know can come to the show, and they're all doing something, and they're blind. So the point is, you too, I'm sure, if you think about it, can do something with your life. I want you to think about it. Write to me at michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and leave your phone number. I'll call you. We'll talk.
And I just wanted to remind everybody that we will be back here, same place, same time next week, and Sheila Young will be here. Sheila is our co-host also, and she will be here with us in the studio along with Michael, myself, and Chris.
Look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you, everybody.
Be safe
now. God bless you all.
And we love you.
Be well. Take care.
Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
So many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know refuse to be held down anymore. Well, don't you let me know.